134, and acknowledge the traditional owners and dignitaries. I just have a record of attendance. And okay, so yep. The apologies are from Paul, obviously.
And Councillor Smead.
And yeah.
Oh, sorry, Supers.
Councillor Smead. I don't have to announce all those, do I? I do. Okay. Any approved leaves of absence? Which?
Green and Councillor Smead.
Okay, thank you. And any declarations of disclosures of interest? Public time, public question time, public statement time, and questions from members without notice, nil of those. Announcements by presiding members without discussion, none of those. None. Declaration of two members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the agenda before the meeting. Number nine is confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. That's the Infrastructure and Assets Committee meeting, 20th of May 2026. Someone to move?
No. Through the chair, just in terms of the declaration and members to have given due consideration, we seek a show of hands that all members have given due consideration to the matters contained in the agenda before them, please. Raise their hands.
That's carried. Three. Confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. Infrastructure and Assets Committee meeting on the 20th of May 2026. Can I have someone to move? Thanks, Councillor Bruce. And seconded, Councillor Bev Gangel. All those in favour? That's carried 3-0. Okay, move on. Item 10, reports of officers. 10.1, Chief Executive Officer, 10.1.1, Infrastructure and Asset Committee, Strategic Work Plan and Reporting Framework. I will regard the recommendation as read. Can I have someone to move that recommendation from the committee? Councillor Bev Gangel, seconded Councillor Bruce Browning. Is there any discussion by either the mover or the seconder for that recommendation? No one's against it. Okay, I have a show of hands in support of that recommendation. Yes, sir. Where are we? Must be down.
Yes, sir. Attachments are attached. Yeah, all through there.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there any business of an urgent nature? I'll declare the meeting closed at 1:39. We'll begin our July meeting. I'll declare the meeting open at 3:48. I did think it would be 4 o'clock, but then I read it was 3 o'clock, so I got reminded it was 4 o'clock. Yeah, normally 4 o'clock. Okay. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners and dignitaries. And we have a record of attendance. We've got that, yes?
Yep.
Attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications. Councillor Green is on Teams. And we have apologies from Vince Bugner, our finance officer. And also Councillor Smead, the declarations of disclosures of interest is the Hyde and Progress Association members. Are there any applications for leave of absence for the next ordinary council meeting? Yep. Can I someone to move that be accepted? Thanks, Councillor Bev. And someone to second it? Yep, Councillor Darren Poole. All those in favour? Response to previous questions. Any of those? Questions from elected members taken on notice. We do have one of those. I'll cross over to CEO Bruce to
Thank you.
And deal with that.
Through the chair, I have some questions from Councillor Smead in relation to the financial reports and the EFT transaction 22288, number 7359, the rent for the June pool manager, $1,160. That property is the unit that has been retained by the Shire for the pool manager at Hyden and currently utilised on an ad hoc basis by the third-party maintenance team. 7357 rent 29.5 to 27 rent CEO 22.50. Why is the pool manager still paying rent, as I assume they would not be in town at present and I thought the CEO lived in a shire house? That's correct. A rental notice of vacation has been provided with 4 weeks' notice, so that house will be vacated within August. That is the CEO house. EFT 22345, Civic Legal. It's a joint venture with the Department of Communities and the Lions Club. A fee of $3,550.42. This sense relates to an updated lease for the Whispering Gums units at Hyden. The Shire is party to that arrangement, as the land is Crown land vested to the Shire. Item EFT 22346, 19th of June, the Condinan Roadhouse, $260, accommodation for contractors. The question was, why is the Shire paying for this? This is a contracted expense that was approved as part of the tender award back last.
That's a maintenance.
Yes. Crew. Yep. DCCM. Thank you.
Okay. Questions asked, questions answered. Okay, move on. There's no questions taken on notice from public. No public time. No public question time. No public statement time. And petitions and deputations and presentations and submissions, there's nil of those. Questions from members without notice. I think we've just covered that.
Yes.
Yep. From Councillor Smead. Number eight, announcements by presiding members without discussion. Number nine is declaration of members to have given due consideration to all the matters contained in the agenda before the meeting. And number 10 is confirmation of minutes of previous meetings. That's the ordinary council meeting on the 17th of June 2026. So can I have someone to move that those meetings are true and correct? Councillor Murray James has seconded. Councillor Bruce Browning. Either the mover or the seconder want to speak for that? No one want to speak against it? Okay, a show of hands in support of that recommendation. That's carried by all. 11, reports of committees, which we have don't have any of those, and there's no audit and risk presentations. 11.2 has had the others. There's nil of those. Yeah, we've got to read all those out now, apparently. Okay, number 12, reports of officers, 12.1, corporate services, 12.1.1, the list of accounts, June 2026. Again, I'll regard the recommendation as read and ask someone to move that recommendation. Councillor Bev Gangel, a seconder. Councillor Darren Poole. Either the mover or the seconder want to speak for those?
No.
That recommendation? No one want to speak against it? Okay, put that to a show of hands. All those in support? That's carried by all. 12.2.1, proposed differential rates, 2026-27. Again, recommendation is regarded as read. Can I have someone to...
Councillor Green, through the chair.
I am.
Can you hear Councillor Green?
Yes.
Okay. Again, the recommendation is as read. Can I have someone to move that recommendation? Councillor Murray James, someone to second it? Councillor Bruce Browning, anyone want to speak for that recommendation? Anyone against? Okay. a show of hands in support of that. And Councillor Green, you support that? Yep. Okay, that's carried by all. 12.1.3, the financial report, June 2026. Again, the recommendation will be regarded as read, or is regarded as read. Someone to move that recommendation? Councillor Murray Jones, seconded. Councillor Bev Gangell. Either the mover or the seconder want to speak for that? No one want to speak against it? Okay, we have a show of hands in support of that recommendation. Yes, that's carried by all. Councillor Green?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, 12.2, planning and assets. 12.2.1, consideration of supporting documentation relating to conditions of development approval for the King Rocks Wind Farm, DAP 22/02288. Again, recommendation is regarded as read. Someone to move that recommendation? Councillor Darren Poole, a seconder. Councillor Murray James. Again, either the mover or the seconder want to speak for that? No one want to speak against it? Okay. I have a show of hands in support of that recommendation. Yes, that's carried by all. Councillor Green?
Yes.
That's a yes. Okay, carried by all. Right, 12.2.2, consideration of supporting documentation relating to condition of development approval, Comdinan Wind Farm Renewable Energy Facility, DAP 18/0477. And I'll hand over to you for this.
Yes.
Yep, I'll hand over to the CEO.
Through the chair. We have some amendments to the recommendation. You have copies of those before you. However, I'll quickly read this onto the record. In the recommendation box, item 1, after the word approves, add in principle. Further in the paragraph, after the words Condinan town site, add subject to being amended as follows and. Immediately after the and, delete to the following information to be. In the same paragraph, after the words local government for, add further. Item 1A. Opening the sentence with the word comprise. Item B, a new addition, adding the words amended and submitted as a standalone document. Item 1C, a new item, compromise detailed information to address condition 13 of the development application, demonstrating that suitable potable water supply and effluent disposal facilities / infrastructure are designed, installed and maintained for the life of the development in accordance with the local government's requirements, upon advice received from Water Corporation and the Department of Health as necessary. Moving to item 2, after the words approves, add in principle. Towards the end of the paragraph, after the word northeast of the Condinan town site, add subject to being amended as follows and submitted to the local government for further approval prior to commencement of operations. Underneath paragraph 2, becoming 2A, the words amended and submitted as a standalone document. 2B, a new item, add the words comprise detailed information to address condition 13 of the development application, demonstrating that suitable potable water and effluent disposal facilities / infrastructure are designed, installed, and maintained for the life of the development in accordance with the local government's requirements, upon advice received from Water Corporation and the Department of Health as necessary. Item 2C, a new item, add the words include a detailed methodology demonstrating commitment to satisfy condition 14 of the development approval relating to the removal of all primary and secondary ancillary infrastructure being decommissioned and removed from the site within two, in brackets, the number two, years of cessation and operation of the development. Item 2D, another new item, add the words, include a detailed methodology demonstrating commitment to satisfy condition 15 of the development approval relating to the rehabilitation of the site to the satisfaction of the local government, with advice received from affected landowners to enable broadacre farming or other approved farming activity to resume slash continue. Item 3 remains intact. Item 4 remains intact. Item 5 remains intact. Item 6 remains intact. In item 7, after the words bushfire management, add the word report, deleting and replacing the word plan. And item 8 remains intact. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on. 12.2.2, as I said, consideration of supporting document relating to the condition of development approval, Condon Wind Farm Renewable Energy Facilities, DAP 18/0477. I'll regard the recommendation is as read.
Through the chair, the community fund comes through that powering WA guidelines, so it'll be consistent with what's at Synod.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So this for that community.
Okay. Thank you.
No, we've read it.
Yeah. All right. Someone to move. Does someone move that? Moved Councillor Bruce Browning and seconder Councillor Darren Poole. Either want to speak for that motion or recommendation? No one want to speak against it? Okay, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Green?
Yes.
Yep, that's all.
Yep.
That's carried. This is just an information note. 12.2.3, the community development update. I suppose I could read that. Community development update. The past month has been very busy and productive time across the Shire. On the 23rd of June, I attended the Accidental Councillor course delivered by Joe Drayton in conjunction with the Condon and CRC. That evening we hosted the Blue Tree Project at Condon and Country Club, where attendees enjoyed dinner and presentations focused on mental health and wellbeing. Sock Week commenced in Condinan on Monday the 29th of June with a fluoro disco organised by the Condinan CRC. The following day, Tori and I being Amanda, sorry, I'll try and see how I can do that. Tori and Amanda travelled to Narrogin, Brookton, Corrigin and Bruce Rock to research community gym facilities and explore opportunities relevant to our communities. Events continued on Thursday the 2nd of July in Hyden, where emergency services personnel visited Hyden Primary School as part of Sock Week. This was followed by a community cuppa with emergency services organised and hosted by the Hyden CRC. NAIDOC Week began in Condinan on Monday the 6th of July with activities coordinated by myself, Amanda, and the Condinan CRC. These included a revitalisation of the Bush Tucker Garden, craft activities, damper making and fire roasted spuds. Celebrations continued in Hyden on Tuesday the 7th of July with events organised by the Hyden CRC. The day began with a guided walk around Hippo Jaune and Wave Rock, led by Michael Ward from Katakitch Tours and Gallery, followed by lunch and craft activities at the Hyden CRC. A number of community initiatives, events and civic functions are scheduled over the coming months. On the 23rd and 24th of July, assistance sessions will be held at each of the Shire offices to support residents with applications for available energy assistance programs and rebates. Staff will be available to assist with completing applications, photocopying documentation and submitting the required paperwork. On the 4th of August, the Shire will host Brendan Cullen in Hyden. Brendan is a respected athlete, author and motivational speaker who will present on the topics of mental health, resilience and succession planning. This event is expected to provide valuable information and support for the community members, businesses and farming families. The Shire will also host two upcoming Australian citizenship ceremonies, one on the 15th of August in Hyden and one on the 23rd of September in Condinum. These ceremonies provide an opportunity to officially welcome new Australian citizens to our community and recognise this important milestone in their lives. Planning is underway for two of the Shire's major community events. Preparations have been commenced for the Hyden Spring Markets and the Condinum Twilight Markets, with work currently focused on coordination, stallholder engagement and event planning. Moving on, 12.2.4, request to refund planning fees for proposed community and tourist centre at lot 800, number 36 Marshall Street, Hyden. I'll again regard the recommendation as read and ask someone to move that recommendation. Thanks, Councillor Murray-James, and seconded Councillor Bev Gangell. Either mover or second, I want to speak for that. No, I want to speak against. Okay, we'll have a show of hands in support of that recommendation. That's carried. Councillor Green.
Yes.
Yep, that's carried by all. 12.4.1, Shire of Condinum adoption of council policies. Again, the recommendation will be regarded as read. Can I have someone to move this recommendation? Councillor Bev Gangell and a seconder, Councillor Darren Poole. Either mover or seconder want to speak for this? No, I want to speak against it. Okay, we'll put it to the vote. All those in favour of the recommendation?
Yes.
And Councillor Green?
Yes.
Okay, that's carried by all. 12.4.2, proposed fees and charges for 2026-2027. Again, recommendation will be regarded as read. Someone to move that recommendation? Councillor Murray-James and a seconder. Councillor Bev Gangell. Either the mover or the seconder want to speak for that?
Just to comment the...
Through you, Mr President. Report seeks to endorse the modified fees and charges. The landing fee of $15 will require additional inquiry, so perhaps it may be the case that a modified recommendation is put to you. That would incorporate words to the effect of at perhaps 0.5 authorises the Chief Executive Officer to undertake the necessary inquiries to determine the most suitable mechanism of operating the collection of landing fees and associated charges, including any necessary commercial agreements with commercial operators at the Condinum Airfield. A further notation that I have perhaps at recommendation number 6, the council authorises an exemption from fees and charges for the Royal Flying Doctor Service, emergency services.
Okay, so just take back to the mover and the seconder. You happy with those amendments?
Yes.
Just need to be noted, that's all.
Yep, okay, all right. Okay, with that, I'll put that recommendation to the vote. All those in favour of that recommendation? And Councillor Green?
Yes.
Yep, that's carried by all. 4.4.3, the adoption of meeting procedure policies, procedures policy, interim policy. Again, recommendation is regarded as read. Can I have someone to move that recommendation? Councillor Bruce Browning and a seconder, Councillor Murray James. Either mover, the seconder want to speak for that? No, I want to speak against it. Okay, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Green?
Yes.
Yep, that's carried by all. Got a couple of late items here. Late item four. Disbanding of the Shire of Condinan Infrastructure and Assets Committee and Medical and Community Services Committee. The recommendation is regarded as read. Can I have someone to move that recommendation? Councillor Bruce Browning and a seconder. Councillor Darren Poole. Either you want to speak for that recommendation? No, I want to speak against. Okay, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Councillor Green, you're in favour?
Yes.
Yep, okay, that's carried by all. Late item five, community contribution, motion by the Ocean Incorporated, cycling without age, Trishore initiative in Hyden. We spoke about this in length before. I'll regard the recommendation is as read and ask for someone to move that recommendation. Councillor Bev Gangel, a seconder. Councillor Murray James. Again, either mover or the seconder want to speak for that? No, I want to speak against it. Okay, show of hands in support of that recommendation. Councillor Green? Okay, that's carried by all.
Before we proceed, that needs to be removed from that.
So,
Mr. President, I'll just return your attention to item L5. There is late notice from the Shire of Narrambeen that at this stage they have been unable to have their community development officer read over this proposal and the associated information with it. As a matter of correction, more than anything, paragraph, it's not numbered, it's in the background. It's the paragraph on page 17 that begins with a local co-contribution model is emerging. Within that paragraph, immediately after Hyden Football Club, the words "and the neighbouring Shire of Narrambeen has offered in principle non-cash support and assistance to facilitate attendance by their community members" should be deleted. And in the consultation section, there is reference to Shire of Narrambeen. The words that are contained in brackets, "in principle non-cash support," should also be deleted, and it should be noted too that pending further similar events, the Shire of Narrambeen is supportive.
Okay. Can I have someone to move that the meeting be closed for confidential items? Councillor Biff, thank you. And seconded Councillor Murray. All those in favour? Yes. Councillor Green in favour?
Yes.
That's carried by all.